Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. What are you living for? What is your actual daily life truly oriented around? In a world where many chase after success, recognition, and material gain, there remains a deeper question in the human heart. What truly satisfies? What is the reward that endures beyond circumstances, beyond achievements, and beyond possessions? In Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, God speaks to Abraham with a powerful and life-altering truth. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Not just a provider of blessings, but the very essence of the blessing itself. God does not merely give good things, he gives us himself. In today's message titled, Our Exceedingly Great Reward, Evangelist Paul Acqua invites you to discover that your fulfillment is not found in what God gives, but in who he is.
We need to know that God is our exceedingly great reward. Let me refer you to Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. And the Bible says that after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Do not be afraid, Abram. I'm your shield, your exceedingly great reward. Hallelujah. This was before Abram's name was changed to Abraham, and God appeared to him. The NIV says, Your very great reward. This actually happened after Abraham risked his life to rescue Lot and refused spoils or booty from the king of Sodom. God appeared to him to say, Do not be afraid. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. What an incredible scripture. So, my friend, God is the reward. God is not just the giver of rewards, but he is the reward itself. His presence, protection as a shield, and intimacy are superior to any physical or earthly gain. If you possess God, you have him, and he is your reward. The ultimate blessing for a believer is God himself, rather than the material gain, rather than what he can give you. You know, our reward is God himself, rather than just material wealth or miraculous intervention. He rewards us of his presence. God is our exceedingly great reward. This is actually to encourage us to find our fulfillment and contentment in knowing who God is, rather than relying on external material blessings. He is our reward. So, Genesis 15 verse 1 that I just read, it pairs the results up with, I am your shield. So, this means that God provides both protection and security. God assured Abraham that, I am your shield, or I am a shield to you. My presence is with you. Actually, I'll care for you. Bible says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. If God be for us, who can be against us? He is our reward. No weapon fashioned against us will ever prosper. If any tongue rises against us, we shall condemn. He who is in us is greater than the one coming out there against us. So we overcome fear. When God is viewed as the exceedingly great reward, it eliminates the fear of loss or the fear of the future, as the greatest asset is already secure. Hallelujah. He is your reward. He is my reward. God is the reward, not just the giver. Yes, we know God blesses people. The greatest reward is possessing God himself. Shift your focus from things to God. A lot of people often settle for less. Why? Because they focus on material blessings or circumstances. We need to shift our focus from chasing things to seeking God, who is more than enough. That's why Jesus taught us that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, all the other material things, all the other things that you are looking for would be added unto you. That's why God rewards those who diligently seek Him. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 that without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to God. You know, it's impossible to please God. And whoever comes to Him must know that He is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So what pleases God? We always want to please God. We want to believe that He is pleased with us. And we go through all of our different works of the flesh, trying to please God with things that we do. But really, what He wants is He wants us to believe in Him. God wants you and me to believe in Him. He says without faith, it's impossible to please Him. And if you diligently seek Him, He is a rewarder. And He Himself is your reward. So as a matter of fact, there's really four things here that it tells us that He wants. He wants our faith. He wants us to believe that He exists, you know, that He is, that everywhere we go, God is there. We are never, ever, ever without God. He wants you to believe Him on that. That's what Jesus said in John chapter 14. Believe in God, believe also in me. You see, God wants you to believe in Him. Believe that He exists, He is, and that He is a rewarder, and He is your exceedingly great reward. Hallelujah. You can live that abundant life that Jesus came to give you because you possess Him. His Spirit lives in you, and so you have Him as your reward. The enemy does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly. He is actually your reward. He has blessed us with all blessings in the heavenly places. So God has already provided everything needed through grace. And realizing this will change your life from striving to receiving. That means shifting from a mindset of forced effort. I have to do this. I have to do that. You will shift your mindset from that kind of life to a state of surrender. You surrender everything to Him. And moving away from relying on self-effort to trusting and seeking God. Because He is your reward. Once you seek Him, you have Him, you are rewarded. We need to put our trust in God, my friend. He is our very great reward. When we need protection, He is there for us. When we need provision, He is there for us. What do you need? When we need help, He is there. When we need healing, He is there for us. In the midst of all these problems, God is mighty. Hallelujah. He who is in you is greater than what's coming from outside. So God is my reward. When I am disappointed, He is my reward. When they say there is no way, He is my reward. He is your reward. He finds way where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. God was saying to Abraham, I can give you over and above your expectation. That's why I'm your exceedingly great reward. Because God can give us more than we expect. He can do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or request or think of. He is our exceedingly great reward. Hallelujah. You need to shift your focus right now towards just seeking and trusting God. Because He's all that you need. If you have God, you have everything. God is my reward. God is your reward. The Lord is my portion. He gives favor. He is our helper. He is everything to us. He is our provider. He forgives all our sins. He heals all our diseases. In your business, He is your reward. In your marriage, He is your reward. In your career, He is your reward, my friend. He is your exceedingly great reward. in your ministry. He is your reward. God possesses everything. The Bible says in Psalms 24 verse 1 that he owns everything. Everything in this world. God is the owner of the world and its fullness. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all who live in it. Even your enemies, God possesses them because he's the creator of heaven and earth. The Bible says that for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills is mine. Every gold in every mine is mine. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the fields are mine, saith the Lord. My friend, he is your reward. If you have God, you have everything. Do you have a court case or problem with your manager or supervisor? The Bible says the king's heart is in his hands. He will turn it in your favor. Hallelujah. The Bible says the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord like the rivers of water. He turns it whatever he wishes. Hallelujah. It shows that God holds supreme authority over even the most powerful earthly rulers. God is capable of directing their decisions and actions to bring about his purposes on this earth, including bringing favor to his people. Hallelujah. God is your reward. He will give you favor. He said to the children of Israel, go and borrow things from the Egyptians. And they couldn't say no. Why? Because his favor was upon them. They borrowed jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and clothing items because God's favor was upon them. Do you need capital to start your business? God is your reward. He will provide you. If somebody said all is lost, say no way. That's a lie. All is not lost at all. There is always a way. There is always a due season. Due season is when God knows that you are ready. God is never too late or too early. He will reward you at the due season. And that's when the time is right. God has a plan for your life. He will fulfill it. He will bring it to pass. He doesn't want to give you bits and pieces. So he says, I am your exceedingly great reward. I am your portion. I have given you my all, my life. You have the fullness of the Godhead inside you. Hallelujah. God is my reward. I possess him. I am your reward. You share in my inheritance. That's what Jesus is telling you and me. That's why he said, can I hide anything from Abraham? Not at all. The same thing, he's not going to hide anything from you and me. That's why he sent his Holy Spirit to us, that he will show us things to come. God is not going to hide anything from us. It's just that we need to have a vibrant relationship with him. He is our reward. He will direct us. He will guide us. He will provide. He will protect. He will show us things to come. Just imagine having all these things at your disposal. Because you have the rewarder, who is actually your reward, exceedingly great reward. He's not going to give you bits and pieces here and there. So he said he will give you over and above what you expect. That's why he came to give us abundant life. Hallelujah. My friend, you need God. Seek after him rather than the things that he can provide. He is your exceedingly great reward. I hope this blesses people here right now. People who are hearing me, you are blessed because you've got God. But if you don't have God, then this is not applicable to you. The first step you need to take is to give your life to Christ because he is your all. And if you want to do that, you can do it now. You may repeat this prayer after me from your heart. And if you will, pray this prayer right now. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place. and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.